Hello, everybody. How are we doing? My name is George. This is the FPL Banter Pod. Game week 27 is done, which felt very... It was a mediocre game week. Not just for me, but I think for the league as a whole. I think we saw, if you had your Chelsea assets, I think you saw... Well, you didn't see that finishing 1-1. We probably saw more goals from Pedro or an assist and a goal from Palmer, and just really it wasn't to be. And there, I watched the highlights; they were very lackluster. It was like that. I always remember there was a game. I was in Paris at the time with my daughter, and it was Man City Southampton 1-0, and like Haaland scored in the 4th minute. I was like, right, here we go, we're getting a haul today, and then. Just nothing after that. And this is kind of... That game reminded me of that. Where Pedro scored 4 minutes in. And I was like... I was at the Brentford game. When it came up. I thought, oh, here we go. Right. Off to a flyer already. And I thought, right. It's going to come soon. Like, Palmer goals are coming. And it was 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. And then I was like, bloody hell. What's happening here? And then a red card for Fana. I was like, oh, here we go again. And I just knew Palmer would be the sacrificial lamb to go off, and lo and behold, he was a sacrificial lamb. I think he was on 10 DEFCON before that. I thought, right, well, if he gets two more, at least I'll get DEFCON, and then I lost that as well. So Brentford's a 2-0 down at that point as well. So I've gone from like a really high, yeah, great, this is going to be the week to like zip. Both my Brentford's blanking. Hill saved me. Basically, Hill saved me this week and the Pedro goal. Other than that, I didn't get a lot. I didn't have Van Dijk. I didn't have O'Reilly, who I've, spoiler alert, I've brought both in this week. 34k red arrow. Yeah, weren't a great week. And it was built up to be, right, this is the week where everyone's going to get a load of points. We're going to get another green arrow, and just wasn't it. Cavity went wrong. I went Palmer at the last minute. When if I left it on Pedro, I may have had a green, or if not, a very small red. But yeah, it is what it is. But we'll go through the team. We'll go through my bus team for next week, which I still haven't decided on, by the way. It's really hard this week. And I feel this is a week where I not so much an analogy, but I said it on the group, the FPL Banter group this morning. I said this kind of feels like the week where you can, you know, protect your rank, play it safe, play the ownership, Captain Haaland, just, you know, keep it, protect, you know, have your mass big ass Captain America shield and just protect everything. Or this is a week with certain fixtures, this is a week where you can go, you know, I'm going to move away from City and Arsenal, and I'm going to captain Thiago against Burnley, or I'm going to captain Wilson against a really bad Spurs side at the moment. You know, stuff like that. Like, you can attack your rank and basically have a big baseball bat swing and go for a home run. Feels like that kind of week. I've said it before and I'll say it again, and I'll touch on it later. Haaland's playing Leeds. Haaland does not score against Leeds. He supports the club. If I remember rightly, he was born in Leeds. So he basically supports them. And he does not like scoring against them. And he never has a great game against them anyway. And whether that's because maybe that is because he supports them and he purposely just doesn't perform against them for that very reason. But then if Pep knew that, then he's not going to play him, is he? But we'll see. Yeah, but he's only scored one goal against Leeds in his whole, you know, all the times he's played them. Yeah, I'm doing my rambling. But yeah, let's go through my team for last week. So, Roos got a 1, so not a great start already. Sunderland are just leaking goals at the moment. I know Xhaka came on at half-time, and they actually looked better despite conceding I think all the goals were conceded in that second half, but I thought Xhaka came on and they looked more attacking. And on another day, I think Sunderland actually get something out of this. They missed a chance, a really good chance that really they should have scored. I think it was Brobbey who took it, but he missed a sitter. And then 2 minutes later, Fulham get a penalty, and then they score, and they get a quick fire double, and yeah, it just wasn't Ruth's day, really. I think Sunderland are on the beach a little bit. I think them going for Europe was just a little bit too much for them, and I think now they're sort of in a position where it's like, right, we're safe now, guys. We can, you know, it was probably all in their contracts, basically, stay up and you get whatever. And now I think they're just kind of, they're beach territory now, I think, Sunderland. My back three was Gehi, Gabriel and Hill. Sorry, I needed a drink then. Gabriel got a two with conceding a silly goal thanks to Rice's little mistake, which is very unheard of him. I don't know what he's trying to do, to be honest, but yeah, he's basically giving Spurs a goal, which takes our clean sheet away. And Newcastle scored against City with a deflected Hall shot, which was a nice, it was a lovely strike, by the way, but yeah, slight deflection and it goes in, which again, another two pointer. Hill saved me, and I don't really know how he saved me, because how that game finished 0-0, I don't really know. That really, that should have been it was a thriller. It was for a 0-0, it was a proper end-to-end game, but it should have been 2-2, 3-3. It's like, it's mental how they didn't score, but, you know, we'll take it. And Hill, again, he's hit a 7, a 9, and a 6 in his last three games. At the moment, he's on my bench, and it's like, I've just said about Sunderland, how they're on the beach, and they're now playing a Bournemouth side at home. I don't have any Bournemouth attackers, by the way, and because of the two transfers I made, I can't really do anything else. I've taken a minus 20 once, for crying out loud, but, you know, this is a time where I can't be doing stuff like that, and I've got to sit still. But I would love Ryan this week. I really would. And if you want a 1 week punt, I'd go Ryan. I'll probably go Ryan or Wilson, but yeah, he's a talent, that boy, and I think he'll be a top club will want him at some point. I'll go on to the team I want to play in this week later, but I really want to try and get Hill in, and there's one or two ways I can do it, and neither one I like, but we'll see. And then midfield four, all blanks, basically. The only one who didn't blank, really, was Semenyo, who got DEFCON, and Palmer, who got a clean sheet point before he went off. Dango did nothing. He should have scored. He was very unlucky. He had an overhead kick, and it would have been a Thiago assist, Dango goal, if that goes in, which would have been lovely. Bruno, he was on for a free, and then he got a yellow card. He got no DEFCONs at all in this game. Like, not one DEFCON even on the sheet. So he's obviously not doing the defending anymore, or the DEFCONing, if you like. And then, yeah, Haaland got an assist. Now, that game, right, Haaland should have had a hattie, and not because he's missed a load of chances. Newcastle were so open sometimes, and it's kind of like, they just ran forward, see, they had the ball, they're running, it's like, and Marmoush, two times, he had Semenyo on the left, Haaland on the right. Haaland was so open, yeah, he just decides to shoot, and then Semenyo does the same thing, he decides to have a shot, rather than pass it to Haaland. I don't know, there's two things that's happening here. Even they've been told to, like, right, forget Haaland, because we're not doing a tactic anymore where just ping it to Haaland and we'll score. You boys need to try and do the work. And that, or they just have a problem with Haaland. Something's not right in that front three of Marmoush to Mignolet Haaland. Because even though they won the game, and rightly so, I think City were just about the better side, there was no... They didn't even look up to try and find him. It was really weird. And I'm not sure if that's a Pep tactic or they've got an issue. Like I said it before, I think Gyökeres and Saka have an issue, which I now think has been resolved because Gyökeres is looking like a proper number nine now. But yeah, it was just really, really odd. And we're kind of reaching a territory now where I think we're going to get to 31. And Haaland's on trial now. I think if Haaland doesn't do anything between now and 31, Haaland's a blank anyway in 31. But people might use this as an opportunity to go, you know what? Now's the time. We're going to get off him and see how we do. And I kind of think we're reaching that kind of territory where if he's not the one they're trying to find anymore, then we can just have Semenyo and O'Reilly rather than, you know, Haaland, Semenyo and a defender or just Haaland and Semenyo. O'Reilly was class though, wasn't he? My God. Apparently he's actually a midfielder anyway, so why he was playing right back or left back for however long, I don't really know. But he was brilliant against Newcastle, and in terms of the England setup, he's definitely put himself in a conversation with Anderson, I think. Because I think originally that was Anderson's spot, but I think O'Reilly might be putting his hand up to Tuchel saying, hang on a sec. Yeah, I thought he was phenomenal. He scored 3 goals in 2 games now, playing in this new position. If you don't have I'll get to this subject in a minute because I had a long conversation with a few of the banter crew about it. Where some people said it was point chasing, and maybe it is. Maybe it is a little bit of point chasing and a little bit of a knee jerk that, you know, a defender who's a midfielder just scored 2 goals against Newcastle. But yeah, we'll get to that. João Pedro with the 7 and Thiago with the 2. Brentford were disappointing against Brighton. And I was with my dad, I was with my daughter in a shop before the game. Just getting some snacks, like, we always get some snacks, like little sweets and crisps for our little crew that we sit with. And the lineups came out, and I've not really thought, like, I've looked at it quite late, to be honest, because I just thought it was right, Brighton are coming to town, this would be easy, it'll be the normal, you know, Dango, Sharde, Thiago, Yarmo, maybe Hendo, maybe Jensen and Yanel. Damsgaard might start, you know, the back four, Aya, Vandenberg, Hickey and Coyote. And sorry, Henry and Coyote. And then obviously Kelleher. And I've opened it and I thought, this don't look right. Something's missing here. And then lo and behold, I realised there's no Coyote. And I instantly go in the Slack and the FPL banner group and I go, we ain't winning today. There's no Coyote. And, you know, there was a bit of, oh, George, be positive, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I'm telling you now, we don't win. And shock, horror, I was right. I'm only joking, but I was right. And it's not just the long throws. It's Cody gets the ball from the defence and he drives it into the midfield. He's that kind of player. He's almost like a right back playing CDM. Like, he'll drive the ball. He'll go inside, then he'll come back wide. And obviously, his long throws are ridiculous. I know Jensen had a few against Brighton, but Coyote he's a monster. He really is. And other than Damsgaard, by the way, who doesn't start all of our games, hardly any lately, Coyote's the one making the most sort of chances for us, not just from the long throws, but actually from his feet, believe it or not. I mean, we just weren't great. We weren't at it. I thought, even though I love Andrews, I honestly, I've never fallen in love with a manager as quickly as I have Keith Andrews. Like, it's just insane how much I love him at the moment. And he signed a new contract, which is a good sign for Brentford going forward in the future. And I think there's even despite that performance, there's a belief that Brentford will get some form of Europe. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get Champions League. And I teased and joked about it. I don't think I ever really believed we would. However, I do think one of those Europa places are up for grabs. And not the Conference League. I generally think we can get Europa League football. And with the next few fixtures coming up, I think you do want to, Brentford. There's obviously been a conversation between Sade and Dango. And a lot of people are going, oh, I think we need to get Sade. He looked good when he came on second half. And he did. He did, to be fair, Sade. But he doesn't. Sade runs and runs and runs. And he makes good passes into the box. And basically, with Sade, when he gets to the final third, he panics. Where I find Dango's more clinical. He knows what to do when he gets to that byline. Last time these sets of fixtures came up, everyone free hitters this game week. And a lot of people went Sade over Dango. And I said Dango, and I gave my reasons for Dango. And I was right. And to be fair, Sade could have had a goal or two in that game. But Sade came off early, which allowed Dango to go more central. And he scored a goal, and he won a penalty for Thiago as well. And I still say the same. I think Dango and Thiago is a better link-up at the moment than Sade and Thiago. I think there's a certain sense of chemistry between the two. And Thiago has been better away from home lately, and Brentford as a whole have been better recently away from home. I don't think we've won it in our last three or four home games now, which is a little bit worrying, considering where all our points were coming from home. So we need to fix that. But in terms of this week, if you can get to a Brentford double up, I'd definitely do it. Even if you just went to Thiago and Kelleher. I think Kelleher's a good option. I think the Brentford defence is a good option. Ayer is normally a DEFCON machine. Whether you'll get that against Burnley, I'm not really sure. But, you know. If you've got a transfer, I would double up on Brentford this week. That's the team. 40. As I said, 34k red arrow, not great. So then we go into my team for next week. So, Roof's in goal. I don't like it, but I've got Dubravka on my bench and I'm playing two Brentford attackers. Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? So it's kind of Roof's. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But, you know, I'm not making a transfer for a keeper. It is what it is. Now, I've taken a hit this week, and I've done it really early. As soon as Virgil got his clean sheet and I knew he was fine, I basically did these transfers. So Timber's gone for Virgil. And then Gehi went for O'Reilly. Now, when I told the banter group I did this, Nicole and Duncan, love them both, straight away went, you know, that's point chasing. And maybe it is. Maybe it's a little bit of... And I was wowed by him against Newcastle. I really was. To me, it's basically you've now got a centre-back, well, a defender in FPL playing as an eight. Sort of sometimes even coming up as like a second forward next to Haaland. So really, we've now got a situation here where you could potentially play a 2-6-3. Like, because there's a chance you basically have six in midfield in your FPL team, yet he's playing as a defender in the game, but in the, you know what I mean. Anyway, yeah. And I think if you can get any defender playing as an attacking midfielder, that's basically what he's doing. He's playing as an attacking midfielder. You jump at the chance, even if it's a hit. And by the way, O'Reilly's a captaincy option this week. And maybe that, you know, that might sound like, okay, now you're really knee-jerking it. But I was just amazed by him. And Gehi, you know, City aren't really keeping clean sheets at the moment. Gehi's not really getting DEFCON a lot anymore since he's joined City. He's been a brilliant asset for City, but other than the clean sheets, he's not really offering me a lot at the moment. He's not really attacking the set pieces. Yeah, and O'Reilly just wowed me the last few games. Virgil's in. I think Liverpool have been really solid recently. I think Liverpool have almost swapped places with Arsenal's defence at the moment. I think Arsenal keep making mistakes at the back, and you know, they conceded 4 goals in 3 games. Now, you know, they've conceded 2 against Wolves, 1 against Brentford. Should have conceded a lot more against Brentford. And they conceded 1 against Spurs. But really, it should have been 2 because of the goal that Moani scored. There was apparently a clear foul when it wasn't. So you would think that back three speaks for itself. However, I mentioned the Arsenal defence has really been lacking at the moment. I get ownership and I get protecting rank and I get all that. And then we go back to my point where I, you know, you either get your big Captain America shield up on your FPL team, or you get rid of that shield, you get a baseball bat, and you have a massive swing by benching Gabriel and playing Hill. On form, Hill is the guy. Hill is the guy I should be playing. Because I think Chelsea will score. I think this will be a goal fest, by the way. I think this could be a 2-2, 3-3 at the weekend. And like I said earlier, I think Hill's got a 7, a 9 and a 6, where Gabriel has got a 3, a 4 and a 2. I just think Arsenal are nervy. They're nervy. They're not as solid as they used to be. They're making mistakes at the back and in the midfield, which is causing goals for the other team. And I think Chelsea-Arsenal will be a very open, cagey but open game, where there's going to be cars flying around. It's going to be very open, which will suit Palmer and Pedro. And I kind of want to go all in on Chelsea here by benching Gabriel and basically getting rid of any Arsenal points at all this week. Because I think Chelsea will attack them. I think Chelsea will want to bounce back after that draw with Burnley. The only caveat is Chelsea are bad at set pieces. They were anyway, and they've looked slightly worse under Rossini. Now, that's the issue I have. Chelsea going against still the best set-piece team in the league. But I just think there's, if we're talking purely clean sheets, I think there's more chance that Bournemouth keep a clean sheet against Sunderland than Arsenal keep a clean sheet against Chelsea. The other thing I could do is bench either Palmer or Pedro for Hill, if I kind of want to just go, right, well, I go 50-50 here in this Arsenal-Chelsea game, rather than going basically all in on Chelsea. But you know what will happen. I'll bench Pedro, he'll score 2 goals. I'll bench Palmer, he'll get a penalty and an assist. So it's kind of like I need to play them both. The Brentford double up I've explained. Leeds away. If I want to agree on the whole Haaland ain't going to score analogy, I could bench Haaland for Hill. But I think that's more dangerous than the Gabriel benching. I really want to get him in. And I think the most likely sacrifice is Gabriel. Whether I do it, whether I have the balls to do it, I don't know yet. at the moment, Gabriel starts for me. But come Friday evening at 6:30, when the deadline is tomorrow, it may change. So, yeah, Roots in goal, back three of Gabriel, O'Reilly, Virgil, a midfield forward, Bruno, Semenyo, Dango, Palmer, and then a front three of Haaland, Thiago, Pedro. Captaincy, at the moment, it's on Thiago. Is it Brentford bias? Maybe. But I also think that's probably the best fixture of the weekend in terms of the fixture to target. It's a toss-up between him or even Dango, if I want to go there. The fasting thing does worry me with Dango. That's the only thing that worries me. I know it's kind of been explained that it's actually not as bad as it used to be. But yeah, I kind of feel safe with Thiago over Dango. Haaland, look, you can go Haaland. Protect your rank, Captain Haaland. Hope for the best. Bruno is another one. Because Bruno is... Since Carrick has taken charge of United, Bruno's got a double-digit haul in all the home games that Carrick has managed this season. So there is that. And Palace are... I mean, you just don't know what Palace you're going to get at the moment. And the other one is O'Reilly. I mean, I've taken a hit for O'Reilly. So as long as, you know, he don't get a yellow and City don't at least concede two goals, I'll get my hit points back on that captaincy. And if he plays like the way he did against Newcastle, he could easily get another 17-pointer against this Leeds side. Maybe even more. So I'm it is Thiago O'Reilly for me, I think. I need to see... I mean, look, I will have a look and see what everyone else is feeling, what they're doing. You know, if there's a load of Bruno Cappers, I may be torn to go back there. But at the moment, it's a conversation between Thiago and O'Reilly. And yeah, at the moment, I'm 60% Thiago, and then 20% between O'Reilly and Bruno, each. Yeah, so. It's so either Gabriel or Hill, and then it's a three-way decision between Thiago, Bruno, and O'Reilly. But look, if you don't have O'Reilly, I think you need him. I think you do. I think you need a Liverpool defender against West Ham this week. If you can double up on Brentford, I would. I'd also... If you can get a Bournemouth for a Fulham attacker, I don't for a 1 week punt, I'll be doing that as well. I'll be getting either Wilson or Ryan. I prefer Dango over Sade. I think I've touched on sort of every sort of football conversation, FPL wise, at the moment. Yeah, as I say, it's one of them weeks. You're either going to play it safe, or as I said, you're going to take a massive swing, and I feel. Swingy. I feel taking a step up and having a massive swing. I kind of already have with the hit, to be fair. But yeah, we shall see. I'll finish off, because as it stands while I'm talking, I think Thiago cap, and I'm going to play Hill over Gabriel. That's my thinking at the moment. But yeah, we shall see. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back. I'm going to try and do a... After the Arsenal-Chelsea game, I'm going to try and do a Sunday night podcast for the midweek games that start Tuesday night. So, yeah, I will try and get that done. But otherwise, yeah, green arrows, everyone. And I will see you next week.